It's the first day of the trial of former CMPD officer Randall Carrick. He's charged with voluntary manslaughter in the 2013 shooting death of Jonathan Farrell. The judge this morning made some decisions about what kind of access the media will have to Carrick's trial. WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn was in the courtroom this morning, and she joins us now. And Gwendolyn, what did the judge decide today?
Well, Duncan, the first thing Superior Court Judge Robert Irvin ruled on was that cameras will be allowed in the courtroom during the trial. The media will also be permitted to make audio recordings, which the defense did not want. One restriction on that is that no video, audio, or pictures of jurors will be allowed. After those rulings, the attorney for the Charlotte Observer, WBT, and Time Warner made a case for the media to have access to the questionnaire that potential jurors will be asked to complete. The defense also argued against this, but Judge Irvin says he will allow it. In the past, only attorneys in trials have had access to questionnaires. So this is the first for Mecklenburg, according to the judge. After those decisions, the state and defense met, struck some of the questions off the questionnaire that would reveal a potential juror's personal information, such as their name, telephone number, employer, or spouse's employer. The next thing, court will reconvene at 2 when the potential jurors will be given the revised questionnaire.
All right, that's WFAE's Gwendolyn Glenn, who's covering the trial of former CMPD officer Randall Carrick. Meanwhile, this morning, the family of Jonathan Farrell and the family's attorney had a press conference outside of the courthouse. Attorney Christopher Chestnut said that he hopes the trial shows police departments need to change how officers engage the public.
We just hope that law enforcement begins to reflect what the rest of the city's doing, that we stray away from paramilitary policing, that you introduce yourself and inquire before shooting, that perhaps you employ your taser before shooting, that perhaps you use nonviolent means before shooting, and if you have to shoot, then maybe not shoot fatally, but just disable.
Chestnut predicted that Carrick's defense team put Farrell's character on trial and would try to portray him as, quote, an angry black male, but he says he doesn't expect that effort to be successful. This is WFAE News.